Tshuva, Shir number 13. Vidui from Tshuva, says the Rambam, is like a Tvile and Mikveh. Tvile and Mikveh makes me clean from all Tumois that I was Tomei. The same thing is also doing Tshuva, is cleaning us from all the Averis. The basis, yeah, the source from where the Rambam took this idea from Mikveh with Tshuva is a Mishnah at the end of Masechet Yumeh. Omar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Lifnei mi hatemetarim u mi metayreschem, who is cleaning us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma Mikveh metayres atmeim, like a Mikveh is metayr all tameim, Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu metayres Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is cleaning us from all our tumois, וזורקתי עליכם מים תאוירים ותהרתם מכל תומויסיכם, ומכל everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu cleans us up. Because we have over this klal, it's like a tevilah and mikveh, says the Rambam, if someone is coming and doing tshuva, the Hilchos Tshuva, Perik Beis Halacha Gimel, Kol HaMisvada B'dvarim, he's saying vidui, he's expressing himself in vidui and saying the verbal words that he's supposed to say, the idea of vidui. Veloi gomar belibo ilazoiv, and he didn't decide inside in his heart to leave the Avera. He's planning to continue to do the Avera. He's doing tshuva, he's saying vidui, he's standing in Shul Yom Kippur and saying Roshamnu Bogadnu, everything, but his thoughts is, what he believes in is not there. V'leigomar beliboi la'azoy. Says the Rambam, Harei ze doime, he's like letoivel, someone that's going to the mikveh, he wants to be toir. And what he was tomei? He touched a sheretz. The Torah says that if someone is touching a dead sheretz, one of the eight small animals, what the Torah says, that they have a tumas sheretz. Now he touched a sheretz, a dead sheretz, he became tomei. Now he wants to be toir. He wants to eat trumeh, he wants to, all the things that he needs to be toir. Now he's going into the mikveh and toivling, going into the water. And he wants to be toir, he wants to be clean from the tumeh. But the problem is, sheretz beyadoi. When he's toivling in the mikveh, when he's going into the water, he's holding in his hand a sheretz, a dead sheretz, that's making him tummy when he's trying to become clean. So the Rambam says, it's not only that, okay, he became tahoy, he's clean, and then he becomes dirty again. She'ein ha'tvile mo'yeles loy, the tvile does not help to be clean. Ad she'yashlich ha'sheretz, till he will throw away this dead sheretz that he's holding in his hand, and then he could become tahoy when he's toivling, when he's going into the water of the mikveh. Says the Rambam, Kedusha is a mikveh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metairos like a mikveh. But this present, the gigantic present of Ashreichem Yisrael, Ashreichem Yisrael, mi metahir eschem, but throw away this dead sheretz, leave him, you don't need it, put it on the side. And then, when you're going to be in the mikveh, you're going to become clean and pure, and you're not going to have no more tumeh, no more chet, because we're going to leave it. She'vcheinu oimer, umoide ve'oizev yerucham. Umoide, he admits, acknowledges, ve'oizev, and he leaves the aveira. Then yerucham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have mercy on him, and he'll have this salvation from the shed that he was till today. There was an interesting chassidish vort from the Kloisenburg Rebbe. He used to say that this idea of like a mikveh, tshuva is like a mikveh. He says the Mishnah before, and Yuma says that someone that comes and says echto ve'oshuv, ein maspikim beyodoi, la'as is tshuva. Someone that's now he's doing tshuva, but then he says I'll do a avera and then again I'll do tshuva. And then comes the Mishnah, Omar Rabbi Akiva Ashreichem Yisrael. Now in Halacha, if someone says echto ve'oshuv, ein maspikim, he will not have siyata d'shmaya, they're not going to help him from heaven that he should do tshuva. He's not going to have the siyata d'shmaya. But the Kloisenburg Rebbe says that when Omar Rabbi Akiva Ashreichem Yisrael is arguing with Rabbi Lezer that says that Echto ve'oshuv ein maspikim beyodoi la'as is tshuva. Why? Because he says he disagrees with him. And he says, you know the truth? It's like a mikveh. If someone works, his job is to move away all the dead shrotzim. That's a job. Yeah, if someone has a dead mouse in his backyard, he calls them and he comes and he takes it away. And when he takes it away, he's touching it. So he becomes tummy. And this guy went to the mikveh and toiveled in the water. He becomes tummy. If he's not touching a dead sheretz when he's doing the tevileh, yes, he becomes tahir. And even that he knows he's going back to work tomorrow, tonight he could eat terumah. After Rav Shemesh, he could eat terumah. That means at the tare is from mikveh, as if you're not holding the sheretz when you're toiveling in the mikveh, that's enough. It brings you to cleaning from the tumah, even that later you know that you're going to go back over there. Says the Kloisenburg Rebbe, Akshreichem Yisrael, Lifnei mi atem metarim, mi metayer eschem, ma'amik ve metayer es atmeim, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu metayer es Yisrael. Even if the person will go back to the Avera, he was also as the Skapore. It's interesting to see how it goes Pshat and Rambam, but that's what the Kloisenburg Rebbe says.